Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to episode number 73. This is Stacy Tuschel, your host on the Business Rescue Roadmap, and thanks for joining me today. Today, I'm interviewing Jen McDonough, and if you haven't heard of her before, you need to check her out. She is known as the Iron Jen. Jen and her family are most known for paying off over $200,000 worth of debt and medical expenses in 4 years. Their story has been featured locally, nationally, and international media. She is also an 8-time national weightlifter, Minnesota Hall of Fame inductee, and a 2-time U.S. Olympic Festival medal winner, as well as an Ironman triathlete. All of her books have hit Amazon's top 100 categories, including her book, 5 Minutes a Day to Living Beyond Rich, which hit number 1 under Amazon's budgeting category. Jen, I am so excited for you to be here today. Welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap.
Oh, Stacy, thanks for having me, and thanks, gang, for listening.
Oh, absolutely. Did I touch on everything? Is there anything you want to share with my audience before we begin?
Oh, my goodness. No, I think that's about it. I've always got things in the air. Right now, I'm doing finishing up an EMT course that goes with my firefighting, mom of 4 kids, love being out speaking all over the country, training, coaching, so that's about it.
Great. Absolutely. Well, again, thanks for being here. I'm really excited to jump in and get going with these questions. So if you're ready, I would love to jump in and ask you, my first section is called Commit to Win or Cut Your Losses. And it's basically the moment when you decided to start a business and to move forward. And I would love to hear, you know, what factors you took into consideration and what you decided before you said, okay, I'm going to commit to win here.
You know, Stacy, when we started to transition over from getting me out of the corporate world into becoming an entrepreneur, it was a huge decision. Our family was paying off a ton of debt at the time. We were not necessarily in the best of places when you think of, we were struggling to pay bills at the time. We were working extra jobs. We had 4 kids. We had a 2-hour commute to our regular work. So building a business was really something that most people probably wouldn't have taken on during that time. But we were looking at really what our family's future, what we wanted, and how we wanted to share our story and how we wanted to help others and, you know, what our plans were. And so that's really was kind of the decision maker for us that, yes, we needed to start. You know, there was never going to be an ideal time to start. And certainly during that particular time, it was not an ideal time to start. But I think our story is a great story to prove that even if it's not your ideal time, any time is better than no time.
Right. And you know, when is the ideal time? There's just so many things that happen in life. And I think, you know, whatever your situation is, just understand that it's probably not going to feel like, okay, this is it. I've got nothing else going on. I'm ready to put 100% into it. A lot of times there is, you know, something else going on. So I appreciate you sharing that struggle with us because it's great for our listeners to know that.
Yeah, it's kind of like for those of you who may be parents out there, you think, oh, maybe you thought before you had kids, this isn't the perfect time. And I kind of laugh, you know, now 4 kids later, looking at people back, you know, a couple years, maybe they're in that stages of deciding. And I think, oh, sister, you don't know. There is no time that's perfect. There's never going to be. So
absolutely. Well, let me ask you, you know, looking within, what would you say your biggest strength is that helps your business succeed?
Having the courage to move forward, definitely facing down those fears, breathing through those fears, because we all, no matter, I don't care who you are, we all start from a place of insecurity, or we question the value of what we're doing, or we question what we're doing. So having the courage, and courage is basically breathing through that fear, to go through it is essential. Having the grit to realize that you're probably going to have not ideal days, more crappy days out there, then you will have great days. When I was weightlifting for 10 years, that was, I wasn't never a great weightlifter, Stacey. I was a weightlifter who had grit and courage and who was able to go day after day. You know, you'd show up 6 nights a week, twice a day, morning and afternoon workouts. And year after year, there could have been a gain of maybe 5 or 10 pounds that you were lifting more of. And think of, wow, I trained a whole year and all I'm lifting is 5 pounds more than last year. It can seem overwhelming, but usually when you're in that place of grit and courage, there's going to be slow days where you feel like those baby steps are not getting you anywhere. But somewhere along the line, there's going to be a few steps that'll take you a leap forward. And I think realizing that those baby steps are really key for all of us in moving forward is helpful. And for me also taking time out to not only go after those goals ferociously, but also looking back to celebrate from where you've been. And sometimes that takes that connection with outside people to realize that, to remind us of the importance of stopping to celebrate where we were at and where we are.
Yeah. And I think that's so important because it doesn't feel like much, but sometimes when you look back, you're like, wow, I can't believe how much I accomplished. You just don't realize it because you're not taking the time to, you know, really document those milestones and understand where you've come from.
Oh yeah. Accountability is another huge thing for me. And that goes along with celebrating those milestones.
Yeah.
To be able to look back, because I don't know about you, Stacey, but there are some days that I look at my desk and after a full day of work, I think, what did I accomplish? But having kind of that checklist of sorts to look back on and go, oh yeah, I did move forward. I did do something today that moved me forward, because there is so much today in our society in general that is filling our lives up. It's easy to get caught in the track of busyness. So remembering to stay focused, stay on track, and really have those guidelines and accountability to help us along is helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't agree more. And you know, I'm surprised, or I'm not surprised, but hearing you talk about your weightlifting experience, I can only imagine what kinds of lessons you've learned that you can take from that experience and put into your entrepreneurial journey.
Oh my gosh, the pain and setbacks. You know, when you are training that much over that long of a period, there's bound to be times that you're going to get knocked on your butt, you know, through injuries. And it's the same concept, that whole thing of perseverance and grit and courage to go after it day after day. And you know, even if you think you aren't moving forward, just the process of keeping your chin up and having that knowledge that you are moving to something, not running away from the pain, but running to something is essential.
Well, my next question I want to ask you has to do with money. We call it Money Really Does Matter. And you have a really interesting story because, as I said in your bio, you had paid off over $200,000 in debt and in only 4 years. So I would love to have you kind of share that story a little bit. And one of the things I work with my entrepreneurs is how to build an online business on a really small budget. And I would say you probably had a very small budget when you were trying to pay off debt. So I think this story just ties in wonderfully with our topic.
Stacey, you know, when people ask us today, how did you pay off that much debt and medical expenses? And, you know, at the time when we started, we were really in a place of, you know, our story has obviously a fairy tale ending, but when we started, it was awful. Everything was awful about it. The time that we were in, dealing with our son with a medical condition, we're dealing with, you know, how do you make your house payments? Where are we going to live next month? All those fearful decisions. And it was during that time that we just kept asking ourselves, well, what can we do about it? Because I think when we are in a place of when we're stuck in making decisions in our business, or we're stuck in, you know, we get lost on the bunny trails, whatever it is, we can get in a place of fear and stress. And it's similar in when I relate it back to our finance story. Sometimes we're like, what, you know, we look at what we can't do, but by simply asking ourselves, what can we do? We started moving forward again. It goes back to those baby steps. When we started out, Stacey, we were scheduled to pay off $48,000 in 4 years. And honestly, that seemed like an enormous, overwhelming amount that we couldn't even fathom. And 4 years seemed like a lifetime. It was like, oh my gosh, this is never going to end. But looking back, you know, when we started looking with that mentality of what can we do, all of a sudden, you know, okay, we can take pizza delivery jobs and we can take janitorial jobs. And a lot of these jobs we took would not be jobs necessarily the average person would take for extra income. They were between $8 and $10 an hour jobs. And in 2010, it was the year that I lost a job that I loved. I never thought I would lose it. It was in a totally secure environment that I thought it was. It was in medical at that time. The clinic closed. We had all this trauma and drama going on. Bob and I had a couple surgeries. We were dealing with our son. It just goes on and on and on. But during that year, even when the economy had tanked and every one of us knew somebody out of work, it was the year that we took in 10 W-2 forms. So we had a total of 10 jobs during that year. And a lot of those extra jobs were between $8 and $10 an hour. But the power in, you know, the accountability with each other between my husband and I, and the power of paying off our debt dollar by dollar by dollar was huge. So there would be days we would come home with a couple dollars worth of tips, and all that money was applied directly towards that debt. Now, when I started building the business that we have today, the thought of investing in coaching and programs was, you know, it was beyond comprehension. However, I knew that from my weightlifting days, from my triathlete days, I knew that the easiest way to get to where we wanted to be was find out who's doing it the best and learn from them. Learn ways to serve them so you can learn better, and learn ways to get in their world. And I did that through cooking up with some amazing mentors and investing in them. And at the time, you know, I attended my first conference. It was $1,000 plus airfare and hotel. And I thought, oh my gosh, how are we going to make this happen? But by having that goal in front of me, we were able to make it. Granted, you know, it was you know, it was penny by penny. There was no, you know, eating out at McDonald's even on that trip. It was very limited. And from there, I went on to be very choosy about the coaches that I invested on from there next. And that is the reason that where I'm at today in getting to do this full time, is because I chose people who were doing what I wanted to do and invested in them. And I think once you have skin in the game, you look at those investments a little bit different than if that was given to you.
Yeah. And I like the part about, like, you're penny pinching in some aspects, but then you're investing in the things that matter. So you're not hearing Jen say that, you know, they were not spending money anywhere. No, they were taking that money, even though they didn't have it, and putting it places they knew could bring a return. But they weren't eating at McDonald's. They weren't doing the things that they couldn't get that investment back. So I think that's huge for our listeners to know.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just in seeing the success of people that I coach with today, I can give people advice and it kills me, Stacey. I don't know about you, but it absolutely kills me, because I think I've just given you, you know, $100,000 worth of advice over a couple year period, and I know you're not going to follow it. But yet, if I have someone that I'm coaching with who's invested in the process, that's got skin in the game, they're more likely to do it than that person that you just run into. So,
yeah, absolutely. And are there any people that you wouldn't mind sharing that really positively influenced you when you were searching for mentors and looking at who you wanted to kind of, you know, follow their journey?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to. You know, when we first started out, again, our time with our kids, our work, everything, it was minute by minute, penny by penny. So I started to choose mentors like Dave Ramsey for Financial Wise, and, you know, listening to podcasts. We would be out, you know, here I am, a 40-year-old woman, just had a newborn baby at home, and I'm walking the streets of our little tiny hometown where everybody knows each other with a pizza sign. And it was at that moment I thought, you know, I could be sulking in misery and shame, thinking my neighbors are going to be seeing me, you know, I'm only making $8 an hour, blah, blah, blah. But instead, I used that time to say, hey, you know what? This is a time of learning. I get to listen to my podcasts, such as Dave Ramsey, Dan Miller. It's a time that I get to earn $8 an hour, and I'm getting exercise at the same time. And just that whole perspective change of empowerment, going from that victim mode to Victor is huge. So people like people who I didn't have access to at that time, I sought out books, Dave Ramsey books, Journey, same Jane Atkinson. She was, I went through her year-long coaching program. She is another client of mine. And it's just amazing.
How funny.
I know. It's hilarious to go from, you know, that student, that mentor to, wow, all of a sudden, these are your clients. It's amazing. Kent Julian was another huge mentor in getting the speaking business. So I would say those would be some of them. But I'm always seeking out mentors and coaches. I always have a coach in no matter what.
I think you have to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I was going to ask if Dave Ramsey, if you did anything with his, because I did do his Financial Peace University, and this just sounded like a story that you hear when you're listening to somebody like Dave. So that was interesting to hear you say that too.
You know, Cece, we drove 17 hours to be on his show for 2 minutes.
Oh, did you? How cool.
In a van with no air conditioning and six kids to do our debt-free scream. And my husband looked at me and he said, you know, Jenna, I've seen you meet a lot of great people in your life, but he is the first person that I actually saw you get really excited about. Like you were kind of in awe. And I think it was so much so that he's done so much for our family. And so when we had our debt-free scream, we had some of the most amazing people at that event with us, like Dan Miller. His whole family came and did the debt-free scream with us. And, you know, now when I go down to Tennessee, I go down there a few times. And now Dave's, when I go in there, because it's my total nerd thing that I do, when I go watch his show for an hour or two, and he'll come out and he'll be like, hey, girl, are you down here to see Dan, work with Dan? And I'm like, yep. So he knows who we are now. And it's just really fun when you've, you know, are down at the bottom of that mountain looking up thinking someday I'll get there. And then you get there and you're like, wow, it's a pretty amazing feeling.
Well, congrats. I mean, that is such an amazing story. And I love the debt-free scream. If you don't know what that is, but it's basically when you finally, you've done Dave's program, you finally hit the debt-free moment, you go on a show, you scream it. And the coolest part is you bring your kids and it's like this family thing you do together. So what an amazing story. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, thank you. You know, my husband very quickly said, Jen, can't we call in? People will call in. And I'm like, it's been 4 years. Every day
right.
I listened to Dave's voice and I read his book over about a dozen times. And every day I would think, we're going to be there. Like,
you got to go. You got to go in person.
Yeah. And I went on a 10-minute rant and he finally looked at me because I guess we're driving down, aren't we? Yes.
Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing that. And before we move on, let's just take a quick moment to thank one of our sponsors. All right, let me tell you about some of the things that FreshBooks can do for you in your business before we move on to the show. FreshBooks is the online accounting software that I personally use in my business. And a couple of the things that I use it for is something like invoicing. You can use FreshBooks to create and send invoices in about 30 seconds. There is no formatting, no fuss, just perfectly crafted invoice. And they also have late payment reminders. So when a client forgets to pay you on time, let FreshBooks handle the awkwardness with customizable late payment reminders. All right, now go and check out their 30-day free trial. You do not need a credit card to sign up, and you can just go to freshbooks.com/rescue and then let them know you heard about us on the Business Rescue Roadmap. So check it out. See what I use to help save my business and rescue my life every day. All right, back to the show. All right, we are back with Jen McDonough, and we're going to ask her some questions about, is your business running you? So, Jen, what I like to ask people is about work-life balance. And I love hearing their take. You know, first of all, what does it mean to you? Does it exist? And if so, do you feel like you have it?
Cece, I'm super passionate about this. And
okay.
This is something, while people don't come to me specifically for this coaching, it's something that we do dive into because it's so important. So we were the type of family before we started our finance journey that was on the road every night. We had kids in sports. We were gone 6 nights a week at least. A lot of times on school nights till 9, 9:30, 10. We were eating McDonald's in the back of the car. We were busy, 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 busy. Every minute was crammed. Having gone through our finance journey, in looking at where we were spending our money, we started looking at where we were spending in our time. And from there, we became really, really focused and very, very intentional on where we spend our money, time, and energies. And that has carried over into the business that I have today. There's many, many opportunities that I have, but I probably say no to more opportunities. In fact, I do say more to many more opportunities than I say yes. I have a filtering system that I personally use, and I walk people through when they work with me. And it's basically the decision maker of, does this match up with my goals? Does this match up with where I want to be? Is this my purpose and passion? You know, all those filters, so that when any decision that comes my way is very black and white if it's a yes or no. And I have no shame, no guilt in saying no to people, because I know that if I'm not serving my family and myself well, and I'm not serving the person well, it's clearly a no. And so it opens that opportunity up for me to be able to spend my time where it makes the most sense in serving people and doing what I'm doing. So yeah, I'm very, very intentional in building the business that I have today. I could be out speaking, you know, on the road 300 nights a week if I wanted.
Oh yeah.
But I'm very intentional about not being on a plane more than 2 times a month. Now, are there times that I will be on a plane more than that? Yeah, last month was a perfect example. But, you know, knowing that last month was, you know, several times on a plane, this month I've backed it off. And so to really realize that, you know, realizing where the priorities are, and that's my family. And my business is really a lifestyle business. So I've built it intentionally around the fact that I want to be mom.
Yeah.
That's my favorite role, wife. And getting them to see as an example, living example of what happens when someone applies their goals and their persistence and grit and courage and combine that into doing something really amazing and being able to help people and serve people is just amazing. So I want to be sure that my business is definitely wrapped around my lifestyle, not the other way around, where my lifestyle is wrapped around my business.
Yeah. And especially when you have 4 children and you want to be a part of their lives. I mean, it's so important that you recognize that and really adjust that lifestyle to fit it.
It's easy to get sucked into, you know, the whole thing of, well, I can do this and I can do that. Oh, and these people need me and this need that. But I think always keeping that priority front and center is absolutely essential. And that's where I see, folks, you know, who may be very successful in terms of money, that's where you can see their personal lives falling apart. And that's not something I'm interested in doing. So I would just encourage entrepreneurs who are out there that are looking to start those businesses is to really ask yourself at the end of the day, what do you want? And start writing what success is for you. When I started out, obviously I had monetary goals in doing my business, but I also included things like picking up my kids 3 times a week from school. That may sound silly to some people, but for me, that was a total win to be able to hit that point, because my kids, we have a 25-minute drive from school, and that's where they're,
oh wow, yeah,
they're winding down and they're opening up, and we're talking about things that, you know, we wouldn't normally talk about because they're not in that relaxed state, you know. And so having things like that, what does success look like for you? And at the end of the day, what do you want? And always keeping that in mind.
Yeah. And one of the things that you mentioned was teaching your staff to do, you know, those filters. And that's a huge thing because, you know, for instance, when I am looking for people to be on my show or people ask for me to be on their show, you know, I'm not the one anymore that's picking through and weeding out. I mean, I have a staff that can help me, and I've taught them step by step what I would do, you know, where I would research, what would the criteria be that would make them a great fit for the show, things like that. And yes, I'm the final step, you know, I get to see what they've chosen, but it kind of weeds it down from, you know, me looking at 100 to me maybe looking at 3 or 4 people. And that's a pretty cool thing when you can start to delegate and outsource.
Oh, you know, I think all of us who are entrepreneurs at one point or another or some area, we all have that little bit of a control freak,
yes,
aspect. So learning how to let go and let others step in where their strengths are and their passions are is amazing. Obviously, when you're first starting out, it's not always possible to delegate things, but learning how to do that over time is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we go, I want to ask you just a couple quick questions. One is, what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
I personally love not knowing what's coming at me every day.
Yeah.
I love getting to serve people and help them and really seeing a difference made in their life. For me, I love being on stage, but I also really, really, really am passionate about being that person behind the stage and helping those, get their businesses going. That is amazing because you see real life changes. So that's just a thrill. The other thing I love is, I don't realize I'm always working. It's hard for me to tell sometimes what is volunteer, what I'm doing for fun, and when I'm working. Firefighting is a perfect example. I do that as a volunteer opportunity, but I have just as much fun doing that as I do, parts of my business. So there could be times on holidays, Stacey, where I it could be New Year's Eve and I don't even realize it's a holiday. I have to put that stuff on my calendar so that I remember to be very intentional about spending, time with my family right. When they're here. But I have just a blast. I think entrepreneurs are wired a little bit differently, and it's really cool. It's kind of that roller coaster things for some of us. We think, oh, I'm breathing in money and success and I'm doing everything I want. And the next day you think, oh, I need a job, and I think it's that roller coaster that I thrive on.
Yeah. And I love that too. I think especially in the online world, things are always changing. So it's kind of fun for me to have to keep up and be on the cutting edge of what's coming next.
You're always learning.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
What is the most challenging part for you as an entrepreneur?
I think on those days when I think I need to get a job, it can be isolating being in our world, especially in the online world. So really the hardest thing for me is I hate taking time out on things that are not making me money. So I know that sounds very cold, but I also know that once I do, those are some of the most important things I do. So for example, taking time out to connect with other entrepreneurs on the phone, not just email, being very intentional on setting aside time for my mastermind group. It's something I kind of dread because I think, oh, I could be doing marketing and I could be doing this and that. And I can see results of that. But really, the connections are so critical because it can feel like a lonely, lonely island sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a go-to online tool that you use, and whether it's for business or personally that you use?
I love, just off the top of my head, I can think of two that I love. One is Zoom. I love that for coaching, group coaching, webinars. Love, love, love it. The other is for my marketing to speakers, speaker event coordinators. I love using Contactually. It's not as robust as something like Entreport or the other ones, but when you look at fee-wise, it does, for what I'm looking for, it's what I want. So it's
perfect. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing those. And then last question, one solid piece of advice you would give to somebody looking to either level up their business or level up their personal life?
Just asking, it sounds really simple, but asking yourself truthfully at the end of the day, what do you want? And if you can't answer that question, reach out to someone that can, whether it's a mentor, coach. Oftentimes we can read other people's labels very clear, but when it comes to being inside the jar, even if we're awesome at helping other people, it can be hard to read sometimes. So that would be my best advice, is to continually ask yourself at the end of the day, what do you want? And is what I'm working on getting me there?
Perfect. Well, Jen, this has been so wonderful. And before we go, where can my listeners hear more about you, find out maybe a website, social media, anything you'd like to share?
Oh, Stacey, thanks for asking. You can find me over at theironjen.com. I do have a coaching package up. I'm pretty excited. I'm starting up a accountability type group coaching program here in the next couple of weeks. We'll be launching that. We're limiting that to a couple dozen people. It's going to be a great program that's fairly inexpensive, but it will help people stay on track and help them keep that accountability. So that's kind of thrilling. If you're interested in learning more about that, you can email me directly at jen@theirongen.com, and I'll be happy to add you on our launch list when we get ready to hit that out of there too. I have, if you struggle with sleep, I primarily speak to first responders and high stress organizations, but you can find on my email signature a free guide to good sleep, because that is essential as high achiever folks. And actually, you can just text that if you want. And again, it's primarily focused towards first responders and high stress, but the concepts in there are the same. And that's text 33444, text the word empower, and you'll be getting my marketing updates for first responders on occasion on that. But
perfect. Well, Jen, thank you so much for being here. This was so great. And I love the story that you shared with us today. So thank you again for your time.
Stacey, thank you. And thanks, gang, for taking time to listen. I appreciate it.
Hey, before you go, I want to ask you, do you love listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap? Would you like to work with me one-on-one? If so, go to stacytushel.com/coaching. For a limited time, I have a few spots each week. I take on less than one client every day, where I help you save your business and rescue your life, and I help you design your own personal business rescue roadmap. I hope you check it out, stacytushel.com/coaching.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.